Imagine what would happen if health insurance companies ran our educational system. When it came time to send your child to elementary school, the insurance company would make you pay for something out of pocket first. In this case, kindergarten. And you just pay the deductible and they'll handle the rest. Wait, not so fast. They're only going to cover what's considered usual, customary, reasonable, and necessary. And according to your policy, that's 75% of elementary school, which is 1st through 6th grade. Now that means you're responsible for 7th and 8th. When it comes time for high school, they're going to be even less generous. See, the insurance company doesn't like having to pay for more than it absolutely has to. And they actually employ persnickety statisticians to analyze and compute this complex numerical data that'll determine what's specifically reasonable and necessary. In this case, they'll cover basic courses like algebra, history, and remedial English. But if you want calculus, English literature, physics, or PE, that's going to cost you. Suppose you'd like to apply to a few colleges. You'll need to take the ACT and SAT for that. But the prep course and actual tests will again be your responsibility. Oh, and speaking of college, that level of education would be considered unusual and uncustomary, unreasonable and unnecessary, so you definitely wouldn't be getting any assistance there. While this analogy may seem silly, I really have to wonder how many people would completely skip 7th and 8th grade just because they had to pay for it out of pocket. Fortunately, our educational system doesn't operate this way. Sadly, health insurance companies do. The healthcare system is nothing more than a business to them. Their clients, you and me, are liabilities, not assets. Now, it's a no-brainer that some form of health insurance coverage is necessary. One night in the emergency room, followed by a day or two in the ICU, can absolutely bankrupt a family. But some people are under the perception that the insurance company will happily cover any and all expenses without question. As my brilliant colleague, Dr. Michael DeRoche, once said, insurance is not a credit card for magically free healthcare. Show me an auto insurance company that pays for car washes, oil changes, windshield wipers, gas, and servicing, and I'll show you a health insurance company who actually cares about your health and well-being. Neither company exists. These companies have a financial obligation to their shareholders to make profit. The easiest way to boost revenue is by covering less and denying more of the services that you want and need. So here's the bottom line. Health insurance companies do not have our best interests at heart, so don't depend on them or expect much cooperation on their part. Putting your health and well-being in their hands is like relying on OJ to find the real killer. Never gonna happen.